wajahmu yang beragam rupa. Sendirian jalani derita, kau bawakan kisahmu, aku mendengarkan. Oh, kita bergantian, terbuka nestapa, menawar trauma, datang seadanya. Teras ku terbuka, kita hampir mati, dan kau menyelamatkanmu. Sekarang aku tahu cerita kita tak jauh.
RRI World Service with the news. Some 29 Indonesian citizens in Iran from the first wave of evacuation arrived in Indonesia through Soekarno-Hatta International Airport on Monday, June 23, 2025. They were flown from Azerbaijan on three commercial flights. The Foreign Affairs Ministry Indonesian Citizens Protection Director Judah Nugraha explained that the total repatriation of Indonesian citizens will be conducted in stages. The first phase of evacuation by his office and Indonesian Embassy in Tehran. Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya stated that President Prabowo Subianto had valid reasons for summoning his ministers to Hambalang, his private residence, on Monday, June 23rd. The closed-door meeting was convened to discuss unfolding global developments and their implications for Indonesia. Teddy wrote on the official Instagram account at secretariat.cabinet that the meeting addressed the evolving global situation and its potential impact on Indonesia, as well as strategic measures that need to be prepared. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tiada lagi yang bisa temani ragaku, tiada lagi yang bisa bekali jiwaku, meredup diam dan terpaku. Terpajang hati kian membeku, tiada gemulai senja di ujung hariku, tiada sambutan embun di kala pagiku. Terjebak di lintasan waktu,
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Things won't be the same without you. I'll be looking at my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? I've been meaning to call you soon. We're in different times. You might not be home now. Would you take a message? I'll try to stay awake and fight your presence in my head. And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember me?
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in a green valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. Explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. You have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter-long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Rembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Rembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air, and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore.
Bisa menyentuh cintamu seiring jejak kakiku bergetar. Aku telah terpagut oleh cintamu, menelusup hariku dengan harapan. Namun kau masih terdiam membisu. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekat penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Betapa pilunya rindu menusuk jiwaku. Semoga kau tahu isi hatiku. Dan seiring waktu yang terus berputar, aku masih terhanyut dalam mimpiku. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekat penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilih. Bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu.
Listener, you're still tuned to RRB World Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, reported by RRB.co.id, some Gulf of Persian countries, including Qatar and United Arab Emirates, they reopened their airspace and they also continue their operation at some of the busiest, of the world's busiest airports, as quoted from the Straits Times on Tuesday. And this reopening was taken after the closing due to the aerial assault launched by Iran to United States military base in Qatar. And as part of anticipation to that attack, Qatar closed temporarily their airspace for all incoming flights, and other countries like Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait also followed this movement as a measure of prevention. And then some disturbance in flight happened for several hours and made dozens of flights being diverted from Dubai and Doha. And after one of the airlines, which is Emirates, they also said that some of their flights were diverted or moved to Dubai, but none of their flight was cancelled. In the meantime, Qatar Airways also confirmed that they start operating again since Tuesday, and the closure in Doha Airport was the longest because Qatar Airways operated more than 80% flight in this airport, and the closure of the airspace of the Gulf of Persian countries was the first one to happen since the regional conflict that happened for the last 20 months. But now, the flights are gradually returning to normal and the airport activity is recovering or returning as it was before.
Kita tampan dan rupa wayan, jadi elo jangan pada heran. Kalau kita cowok idola, idaman wanita.
Right after this is a story about Likupan.
Kita selalu terdepan dan juga jadi panutan. Friendship is number one. Memang kita cowok idola, idaman wanita. Memang kita cowok idola, idaman wanita. Idaman wanita ya.
Yang melihat
mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Indonesia.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That is better in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling great. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me.